Nolte, week after phony felony convictions, Trump still leads Biden. By John Nolte on June 6, 2024. It's been a week since a fascist kangaroo court in Manhattan found former President Trump guilty of 34 fake crimes, and he still leads in the polls. On May 30, all the scheming, plotting, and conspiring between the Biden White House and the judicial system came together to create the talking point that Donald Trump is a convicted felon. After a group of political lynchers who called themselves a jury made that talking point official, the propaganda arm of the Democrat Party we call the corporate media, the same serial liars responsible for this Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Over 50 imminent environmental catastrophe hoaxes. Policeman killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of Native children in Canada hoax. The Trump killed all the fish hoax. Trump told people to drink bleach hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The Alpha Bank hoax. Libs of TikTok murdered non-binary teen hoax. The Aaron Rodgers Sandy Hook truther hoax. The bloodbath hoax. Like the good dogs they are, spent a week repeating the convicted felon talking point like it was a mantra, a prayer. And to them, it is a prayer to their pagan god of a big fascist government that promises to micromanage our lives into something conformist and miserable while they prance about pretending to have earned a place in the aristocracy. The goal was obvious, the same goal these demonic institutions have had since Trump rode that escalator straight down into the Oval Office. Destroy the man, crush him into a dust as soft as flour. And above all, make an example of him so no outsider dares to ever try and make America great again. Except. In the Real Clear Politics poll of national polls, Trump's lead has increased a tad over his fraudulent seat Joe Biden. On May 30, Trump led the man Tara Reid has credibly accused of rape by 0.9 points. Today, after the release of four post-phony conviction polls, Trump leads by 1.1 points. Granted, 0.2 points in movement is not much, hardly worth mentioning. But you know that 0.2 is making fascist leftists all over the country gulp, so let's go ahead and mention it. Forbes/Harris and Reuters/Ipsos both polled on the day of Trump's phony conviction and the day after. Reuters shows Biden at plus 2, 39-41%. Its previous poll showed a tie, but its previous two polls had Biden up 2 and 4 points, respectively. Related, UFC hearts Trump. UFC crowds and fighters cheer Trump after conviction. Trump actually improved his position in the Forbes poll. What had been a tie now shows Trump leading by plus 2, 51-49%. Two polls taken entirely after the phony conviction show Trump leading Biden by a single point, Emerson and Morning Consult. We have a long way to go. As these events settle into voters' minds, things could change. But what these villains had hoped for has not happened. There has been no poll collapse for the orange bad man. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.